Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. And in this daily editorial, we are getting an update from SK Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ESK and on the OTCQX under the symbol ESKYF. I am chatting with Quentin Henney, technical advisor and director at SK Mining, as well as John DeDecker, vice president of exploration. We are following up on some drill results that came out, released just yesterday, March 15th, again, from the consolidated SK property in the Golden Triangle. This is the focus of SK Mining. And after a pretty large 2021 drill program, the news from yesterday are the final drill results from that program. Quentin, I want you, please, to summarize this 2021 program in terms of the goals around the program and the results, some of the highlights that you're taking away from that drill program, please.
Yeah, certainly, Corey. Look, the goal at the beginning of this drill season was to drill 30,000 meters. We usually have until mid to late October to drill. This year, the snow hit early, so it hit in mid-September. We did have to cut the drill program short, so we got 24,000 meters of drilling completed during the season. Now, we didn't get everything tested, but we got a lot tested, and I think it was an absolute wild success. If you look at this news release, it goes through and summarizes all of the drill holes, not just the most recent ones to come back, but all of the drill holes that were completed in the 2021 season, notably at TV and Jeff, but also now some new areas like C10, where we're seeing high-grade discovery. You know, in short, what do we have? Well, if you look at TV, we have right now a partially drilled off system. It's very robust. It is high silver with respect to gold. Like if you look at Jeff, for example, it's more gold than silver, but you know, hey, silver's good. The system is currently 225 meters long along strike, or at least that's what's been drilled so far. And it's been drilled down dip about 130 meters. It's wide open. It's wide open to the north and to the south. In fact, some of the ladder holes that were drilled in 2021 were up towards the upper part of the system and down in the southern part of the footprint that's been drilled. And those return some of the best results. So we're very eager to get back into TV next year and expand, particularly to the south and down dip. We think that there's a lot of potential there. So again, TV is wide open. We expect to expand it this coming year. It will be a main focus again for our drilling. But then we also have Jeff. Now, Jeff is to the north of TV. We've got currently a little over 600 meters of strike drilled on that system into a down dip extent of about 190 meters. It's actually bigger in footprint by almost threefold than TV, at least in its current size. But it, too, delivered very good results this year. We see some bonanza gold grades like we did last year. We also see a stacking, like a series of VMS, stacked in that part of the stratigraphy that makes it very intriguing because it is below TV. I'll let John talk about details, but it means that we have plenty of potential, not only along strike and down dip, but also up section. Now, we have a lot more data coming back. We have soils, rock chip samples, other data from the surface. And I think we'll be able to show people in a compelling way that the TV Jeff systems do connect and that the targets even further to the north and to the south are also demonstrating very big extensions to this VMS complex. So TV Jeff are going to be a main focus next year, but we now have a high-grade discovery at C10. That's a great news for the company. We have something to follow up there, as well as up at Scarlet Ridge. We got some data coming back from that soon. So there's plenty more to do. I think we're really starting to demonstrate that this is a district-scale VMS camp. And with that, I'm going to let John give you the details.
So, John, let's talk about some of these results then, because we did see some high-grade results. There are a bit more narrow widths in the TV and Jeff zone that we have seen from some of the past releases, although we did have some longer widths at generally lower grades. I'll post the summary of the highlighted drill results give us your takeaway from this final round of drill results then from TV and Jeff first.
Well, the final round of drill results, Corey, you know, some of these are the first intercepts of this upper massive sulfide system. So we're able to continue to show that this, about 10 meter true thickness zone that we first reported in TV2178 occurs in surrounding drill holes that we drilled off of that pad, which bodes well for this upper zone to actually have some size to it over this stockwork zone. You know, I'd say that the best intercept that we reported on in this last release is TV2170, which was a vertical hole straight down into the stockwork zone. And that showed, again, a substantial thickness of grade there, just showing that from the southern end of this stockwork zone all the way to the what we've drilled in the north has about 50 to 90 meters of approximate true thickness to it. And that's a really significant result because it's that feeder zone that we'll be able to drill up section from and hopefully intercept more of this upper massive sulfide type mineralization.
So, John, let's also talk about this new discovery then, the C10 prospect. It's located approximately 8 kilometers southeast from the TV zone. The grade from the drill results here of just over 31 grams per ton gold equivalent over almost 2 meters. Give us a little background on the C10 prospect. What got you drilling there and what these results are telling you?
Well, the C10 prospect had been drilled about 15 years ago, and they're really just looking at the historic logs, really wasn't much of a interpretation about what this deposit actually was. So last year, I did a re-log of some of the historic drill holes, and then based on that, was able to show that we're actually in the same stratigraphic level as the Jeff deposit is. So we're in the lower part of the Betty Creek formation at C10. And with our drilling that we did in 2021, we were able to show that some of these historic higher grade intercepts weren't just one-offs, but actually had a substantial footprint or size to them, an extent of 40 meters in some cases with this latest fan of drill hole. So it's what it really shows is that this stratigraphic position that TV, Jeff, and C10 lie on was a host for active VMS systems. And this is actually much earlier in time than previous explorers in the region had thought. So this bodes well for not only a long strike potential in the district, but exploring the full Hazelton Group package for these VMS systems really opens up a lot of ground.
So in terms of future work around C10, it's mentioned in the news release that follow-up geologic mapping and sampling in the immediate area to further refine this drill target will happen as soon as the snow melts. Are you going to be able to get that done and get that C10 area further drilled this year?
I don't know if we'll be able to get it drilled this year, but we're definitely going to do extensive mapping and surface sampling program, not only at C10, but at the nearby Vermilion deposit, which we reported the maiden drill holes for that in this latest press release, because they're both located near each other. And there's some interesting structural geology in the area that we need to follow up on. But we definitely have encouraging results of both deposits with respect to hydrothermal alteration that is vectoring us towards potential higher grade mineralization and the intercepts that we have of gold and silver in the area definitely show that we're in the proximity of a hydrothermal system. So we'll get boots on the ground, look around, and if we see targets that we really like, we'll definitely be drilling.
So what about that Vermilion area? Because you did hit some gold there. The best result, I think, being that 1.1 gram per ton gold equivalent over almost 7 meters. In terms of a gram meter result, that is the best from that maiden drill program there. So not exactly the same results as you have seen on other aspects of the area, but you're still encouraged. So you are still going back there.
Yeah, we're still encouraged. I mean, if this is the first 4 drill holes in this area, we have a very good structural interpretation of the area we'll continue to work on, but we definitely feel that the Vermilion, Red Lightning, and Spearhead deposits on our property are all located along a sinistral fault structure that was likely a feeder zone. And the intersection of that feeder zone happens to coincide with some of our best Blegg anomalies. So, you know, while Vermilion didn't hit the super high grade, it did hit mineralization, stockwork type mineralization in hydrothermally altered rocks along this structure. And of course, we've reported photos of some of the outcropping massive sulfide on the surface, and we'll be able to report some results for those rock samples here in the upcoming press release.
So Quentin, let's get you back in here in terms of the upcoming drill program for this year. I know that you still probably have a little bit of work to do, and I think there's still some more news or surface work to come back from the labs, but what can you tell us about what the drill program this year in 2022 is going to be focused on?
Certainly. Look, when John and I have talked, we actually had our meeting last week starting drill planning. We have looked at the C10 in Vermilion area, so people know it is high in elevation there. It's not a place that you can jump in and start drilling early, so you kind of have to use the window of drill opportunity you have in that region. And that's usually maybe late July and early September, say. We want to do some more boots on the ground work there, so that's really to help refine the drill targets, you know, take the data that we've got now and go back in and see if we can refine those drill targets. So whether we drill there, don't know exactly, but here's the situation. At TV Jeff, as we see data come in from soils and so forth, and then we have our SkyTAM data, I think it will become clear to people that we have a very large system to continue drilling there. So we are looking at going very aggressively there. When we say we have maybe 6 kilometers of strike on this thing, that is not a joke. Okay, that is dead serious. And we have really a lot of drilling to do. If you look at the aggregate length of the TV Jeff area that we've drilled so far, you know, 225 meters, say at TV, and about another 625 at Jeff, we've only drilled off less than a kilometer of this thing. So we've only drilled off about 13 or 14%, I think, of the overall strike that we see here. We have lots of targets to chase in that area. And then the soil data that we can talk about here in a not too distant future, well, I think will show compelling reasons why we need to be aggressive there. Now, we also have the Scarlet Ridge area. Now, John and team found that late last year. This is up in the north, kind of the northeast corner of the property. It was it turned up a very strong stream sediment anomaly, a Blegg anomaly. And based on that and some geophysics we got, the SkyTAM, we could clearly see there's some good targets up in that region. John went out there late in the season, right before it snowed, was able to do a little bit of work, but not a huge amount of work. These guys need to get back out there. We've increased our team to include some people who can get out and do some really basic boots on the ground work to develop the drill targets. And we hope to drill these things this year. Look, TV Jeff, absolutely hands down, big target for us, big opportunity to grow. But we will do our darndest to get drill targets defined at C10 and Vermilion and Scarlet Ridge. I would say Scarlet Ridge, perhaps first and foremost, is an area we can get in and quickly identify drill targets that we can test this season. So a very aggressive season. We do have at least 30,000 meters, maybe 35,000 meters planned. Yes, we will try to get an additional drill or two. And yes, we're going to try to start earlier and hopefully we don't get the early snow like we did last year. So if we can keep the drills turning into mid to late October this year, I think you'll see us be able to meet that goal of say 30,000 meters bare minimum.
Quentin, I just want you to quickly comment on the trading in the shares, because broadly, when you consider a lot of the exploration companies in the sector, they've been sold off for last year, even into this year. SK Mining has still done pretty well. However, on the back of these results, the stock did get hit. Now, again, still up for the year. What's your takeaway from some of the stock trading that came in here on the back of these results that weren't exactly bad by any means?
No, they're not bad results at all. Look, we got our results and put them out in 4 news releases, I believe, since maybe sometime in November, I think it was. And we've had good news on each one of those. And this is just the last round of news out of four really good news releases. Look, the overall chart for SK is actually quite strong. If you look at the two-year trading pattern, it is in a resounding uptick. You know, even though it's pulled back today, I think, you know, there's obviously some retail investors who are thinking, oh, I want to see, you know, 300 meters this time of, you know, 2 or 3 grams instead of 200, you know. Okay, we didn't deliver quite that, but doesn't mean, you know, all is lost. Heck no, this is an incredible success, an incredible discovery. And I think we'll continue to see momentum build. Of course, you know, the big issue in the past couple of days has been the gold and silver price. It's been absolutely heartbreaking to see the gold and silver price get their legs kicked out. But that's the way she goes. We all know that. That's the way this industry works.
In terms of cash in the bank for the company moving through this year, where do they stand?
We have, I think, around $4 or $5 million at present. We do have a lot of warrants that are going to expire in early June and then again in August that will help fund this. We've got a reasonable treasury to start work here.
Okay, Quentin, John, thank you very much for this update. I will post a link to that news release below. And if anybody has any follow-up questions for the team over at SK Mining, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Also, follow up on the back of some of these soil and rock chip samples when those are released. John, Quentin, again, thank you for your time, guys. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, Corey.